Hi there, thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market's gotten off to a fairly solid start in opening trade on Thursday. At the peak of the session, the ASX 200 was up by 0.75%. Just ran out of a little bit of puff at that point, and now it's pulled back a little bit. It's still up by around 0.75% as we move into the early part of the afternoon. But I suppose we should start with the best news of the day first, and that was the December labour force figures, or the unemployment report. So one of the themes that has been pronounced in recent months in particular is the continued progress that the Australian economy has been making in relation to jobs growth. So over the course of the month of December, there were 50,000 jobs added to the economy. So that was in line with the market's expectations. The unemployment rate was also better than expected. So that measure fell to 6.6% from 6.8% previously. So a really encouraging set of figures, but particularly given the fact that it was driven by full-time jobs growth. But also when you zoom out a little bit and look at the job creation over the course of the last 3 months, you've had 320,000 jobs added to the economy in the final quarter of last year. That is really precisely what you want to be seeing at this point in the recovery as far as the pandemic is concerned. That vital picture of jobs growth is front and centre for the Australian economy. So naturally that plays a very important part as far as the fortunes of the stock market's concerned. We have seen most sectors do quite well today. The ones that have tended to underperform are healthcare, industrials and energy. The most improved technology stocks, not particularly surprising given the outperformance of the NASDAQ overnight, hitting a new record high. Financials and consumer staples have been doing quite well, and then material stocks have been well supported. So just burrowing down into some of the reports today, there's been quite a flurry of quarterly production reports out of the resource space. Notably, gold stocks have been doing quite well in general. Saracen, they have risen by 1.2% after a well-received quarterly production report. Northern Star up by 1% as well. Elsewhere, Perseus, another gold miner, doing quite well, up by the better part of 4% in relation to the response to its quarterly production numbers. Santos shares, they're pretty flat considering that they have upgraded their production forecast, but you need to pull out a little bit and notice the fact that that stock's up by 18% in year-to-date terms, so a lot of good news already baked into the picture as far as that organisation is concerned. Elsewhere, Syrah Resources up by 9% after well-received quarterly production reports. Novonix up by very healthy 20% margin, and that comes after the energy department in the US has granted them funds that will help them develop their battery minerals processing endeavours. So that was a good outcome. Zip Limited is also a star performer on the day. That organisation is leading the improvers as far as the ASX 200 is concerned, with a gain of 11%. So their quarterly has been very well received, obviously. Record quarterly revenue and transaction volumes, so that was a feature of things. And when you look at the same time last year, their customer numbers have pretty much doubled. So that's an encouraging metric. And their merchant numbers have also grown quite substantially over the course of the last year, in that same period up by around 73%. So the shares up by 11%. It's also dragged Afterpay higher as well. That stock's up by around 6%. So the employment figures had a belated impact as far as the Aussie dollar is concerned. It lost a little bit of ground in the early part of the session, but it's back to around 77.7 US cents.